Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Theological Insight, April 1st, 2026. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. Romans 6:4. Romans 6:4 contains many rich theological ideas: baptism, death to sin, resurrection, God's glory, obedience. But the central truth holding them together is union with Christ. Paul's argument depends on the believer being truly joined to Jesus in his death and resurrection. Without this union, the call to walk in newness of life would sound like moral pressure. With it, the call becomes a natural response to what God has already done. Union with Christ means that believers share in Christ's death and resurrection because we belong to him. Paul teaches that what happened to Christ now defines the believer's life. Paul does not say that Christ died for us only, though that is true. He says that we were buried with him and raised with him. This language shows that the believer's story is now wrapped up in Christ's story. What happened to Jesus now defines what is true of us. This theological truth matters because it reshapes how we understand obedience. Paul is calling believers to live out the life we already have. The phrase newness of life describes a present reality rooted in resurrection power, because Christ lives, those united in him live differently. Union with Christ also explains why continuing in sin contradicts the gospel. If the old self has been buried, returning to sin is like trying to live out of a grave. Sin no longer has the same authority because the believer no longer belongs to the old order ruled by death. This does not mean believers never struggle, but it does mean sin is no longer our master. Finally, union with Christ gives hope and confidence for growth. The same reminder that humbles us, that we cannot save ourselves, also comforts us. The power for new life does not come from self-discipline alone, but from God's glorious work in Christ. Walking in newness of life is possible because resurrection life is already at work within the believer. Reflection questions 1. According to the Theological Insight essay, what does union with Christ mean in Romans 6:4? 2. How does union with Christ change the way we understand obedience and daily Christian living? 3. Why does Paul's emphasis on identity come before behavior in this verse? Memorization reminder. As you memorize Romans 6:4, pause after each phrase and remind yourself what it reveals about your identity in Christ. Understanding the meaning of each section will help the verse stay with you, not just in your memory, but in your daily walk.